You're listening to SBS News.
Out of the world's 27 richest countries, Australia is now ranked at 14th, regarding whether its domestic policies improve lives in the developing world. Policy analysts, the Centre for Global Development, examined the 27 countries' policies in aid, finance, technology, environment, trade, security and migration. Australia's ranking jumped 4 spots compared to last year because of what the Centre's senior policy fellow Ian Mitchell says is improvements in 2 areas.
Australia score very well on trade. We rank them 3rd overall. They have very low tariffs against all countries, but also against poor ones. They have low agricultural subsidies, and you also have a relatively open service sector when it comes to trades. And then the other area is that we've updated our aid quality scores, and certainly on the former in terms of reducing burdens and giving to poor parts of the world, Australia improved its score and did reasonably well.
Sweden tops the rankings, scoring well across the board, and in particular making generous donations in foreign aid. The report shows, in comparison, Australia only gave a quarter of the foreign aid Sweden does in a year. Sweden also scored well in migration, in particular for its measurement of population across land area and gross domestic product. The migration component of the analysis comprises 2 factors, the way it integrates migrants and integrates refugees. While Australia was listed as one of the world's most successful countries for adapting international students, it failed in other ways, says Ian Mitchell.
I think that's one area within migration where again, Australia, you know, for such a large country and for such a populous country, the number of refugees that actually it takes as a proportion of the global amount is relatively low.
University of Sydney's Associate Professor Shamal Chowdhury says Australia simply needs to improve the effectiveness of its policies, as opposed to spending more money or changing them.
When it comes to refugee, I completely understand there are lots of issues, domestic issues there. But again, how we treat refugees, without increasing the number of refugees, we can treat them better, for instance. So we don't increase the number, for instance, but we can still do better in that area.
Germany was listed among the top 3 for the first time in the index's history, with significant improvements in aid, migration, and for having some of the world's most open trade regimes. The United States ranked in the world's bottom 5 at 23. While it measures well in security, the Center for Global Development believes the US not signing up to as many international agreements compared to its peers is hurting its contribution to global development. The center says Australia's overall ranking suffered primarily because of its failures in the environment component. Professor Chowdhury says Australia needs to take action now to drastically reduce its carbon footprint.
So we are improving. So compared to last year, we have improved a lot. So we can definitely do better just focusing on only a few areas. For instance, improving our environmental contribution. That could change a lot because there we are really, really performing very poorly. So we can definitely look at the Scandinavian countries. So they are doing extremely well. So for instance, Sweden, Denmark, even Germany has done very, very well. It has improved. So we can at least take inspiration from them.
He says Australians should be mindful of the country's global contribution too and take action in their own way.
Australia, of course, is a country we want to do better internationally for our own standing, because Australians are generous and we want to be good global citizens. So in that term, we can do better and we should do better.
Australia also performed poorly for technology, with its position mainly due to relatively low government support for research and development. Ian Mitchell says the index should be taken seriously, but not literally, and he encourages developed countries to explore policies that are also beneficial to countries less fortunate.
So our aim with the Commitment to Development Index is to for countries to compare themselves and their policies on development with other countries and recognise that what a country does for development is not just what it gives in aid, but also what it does across a range of policy areas.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.